This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. An independent watchdog for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police found that the force racially discriminated against the mother of an Indigenous man who was killed in 2016. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the 22-year-old was killed by a white farmer in Saskatchewan.
The incident took place during the summer of 2016. Colton Bushy was shot and killed when an SUV he was riding in traveled onto the property of Gerald Stanley near Bigger, Saskatchewan. Stanley was charged with second-degree murder. He was acquitted by a jury in 2018. He had testified that he fired warning shots, and that his gun just went off. An independent review found RCMP officers acted hurtfully when they informed Bushy's mother, Debbie Baptiste, of his death. When she had broke down in tears, they told her to get it together and questioned whether she had been drinking. They smelled her breath and searched her home. The Complaints Commission said on a second occasion they inappropriately visited Bushy's wake to update his mother on the case. Perry Bellegarde, the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, says the ruling by the Complaints Commission brought a sense of vindication for Debbie Baptiste.
She did say she experienced racism and discrimination, and nobody would believe her. The RCMP dismissed it, but this independent oversight body proved it. They treated her with racism and discrimination, and she persevered through that. And now that we know that, the big question is, how do we fix it?
The RCMP has implemented almost all of the recommendations that stemmed from the reviews. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the way the Bushy family was treated was unacceptable. And the lawyer for the mother, Debbie Baptiste, says systemic racism underlines the entire case. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
The president and CEO of Indian Collective, Nick Tilson, says charges against him and others will be dropped, stemming from arrests during a July 2020 land back action in South Dakota protesting Trump's visit to Mount Rushmore. In a press release, Tilson said it's a victory for land defenders and comes after months of political pressure from grassroots groups and media coverage of the case. On July 3rd, Indigenous people, including Tilson and their allies, blocked a road where they were met with militarized force and clashed. Some were pepper sprayed and a police shield was taken, spray painted with the words "land back" before it was returned. Tilson was accused of taking the shield, facing felony and lesser charges with up to 17 years in prison. The Rapid City Journal reports charges against Tilson and 19 others will be dropped if he completes a diversion program. A Native American health official is challenging an opinion claiming the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine should not be taken by Native Americans. Steve Jackson reports.
The opinion was featured in Indian Country Today by Dr. Bruce L. Davidson. It claimed the effectiveness of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is lower for Native Americans and Alaskan Natives. Davidson said there was conclusive evidence to indicate a lack of protection 28 days after a dose was administered to members of those populations. He recommends those groups stick with the two-dose vaccines. Abigail Echohawk, the executive vice president of the Seattle Indian Health Board, described that as complete misinformation.
And I'm here today to say that that information is untrue. The science of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine shows that the efficacy is across all races and ethnicities. There are no findings within that study that showed that any race or ethnic group did not benefit from that vaccine.
Echohawk is urging Native Americans to reach out to trusted sources of information like the state or local health departments or the Urban Indian Health Institute for more accurate information on COVID vaccines. There are 29 federally recognized Native American tribes in Washington state. For National Native News, I'm Steve Jackson reporting from Spokane.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme. Kawanak Broadcast Corporation is looking for an enthusiastic and creative person to manage our social media and website content, information and application for the digital producer job at nativenews.net under employment.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.